Hachette Audio presents Before You Wake, written and read by Eric Erickson. Some believe it is only great power that can hold evil in check, but that is not what I have found. I have found that it is the small things, everyday deeds of ordinary folk that keep the darkness at bay, simple acts of kindness and love. Gandalf the Grey, The Hobbit. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Deuteronomy 6, 4-9. Introduction. To my children, Evelyn and Gunnar. Sometimes we encounter suffering. We don't know why it happens. When it does, some people will come to you and say, God is testing you. To others, God is setting you up for something if you weather the storm. But sometimes hard times are just hard times. There are no lessons to be learned. And sometimes, only in retrospect do you see those lessons. In time, your memory of challenging periods of your lives will start to fade. You will remember bits and pieces, but maybe not the whole. You'll no doubt remember bits and pieces of this past year of our lives. This past year was the hardest year for our family. It has weighed on your parents so much. In April 2016, I spent a week in the hospital trying not to die. My lungs had filled up with blood clots. My blood oxygen level had fallen below 90%. I could not breathe lying down or standing up. Walking left me gasping for air. For months I thought it was allergies, but it got worse and worse, until finally your mother forced me to go to the doctor. The doctor sent me to the hospital for a CT scan, and I never left. Within hours, I was being treated like a stroke victim. Administered tissue plasminogen activator, then lots of blood thinners. I looked like the victim of a car wreck, with the single bruise stretching from my shoulder to my hand. Gunnar, perhaps by the time you listen to this, you will have forgotten. But for the last year, you have been increasingly worried about me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?